1690 AM here in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. You've heard of bird watchers, but how about bat watchers? Here in NDG, there is a group of researchers and community members who go out at night and pick up the sounds of bats. They're called bat walks, and the first bat walk of the year took place on the evening of June 26th. CJLO tagged along. This is the sound of a bat recorded near Terry Fox Park along Rue Saint-Jacques. This sound was gathered using wildlife acoustic technology. Sensitive microphones are able to isolate sounds too high-pitched for human ears. The bat walks are run by a group called Finding Urban Nature, or FUN, a partnership between the charity group Urban Nature Education and Concordia's biology department. FUN leads public talks, tours, and other events to help get citizens engaged with urban nature.
I think kids generally understand it with just kind of as a basic treasure hunt in their own community to find a new thing that they didn't know about before. And I think everyone is a kid at some level that comes out here to learn what more there is in their community, in their daily life, that they might not have noticed before. And once you've noticed them, it's hard to unnotice them.
That was FUN's director, Karen Fisher-Favre. She was out with a team of students and community members. The people on the bat walks are given wildlife acoustic microphones attached to iPads. These pick up the sounds of the bats, as members of FUN explain the importance of bats in the area.
The main ecosystem service that these bats provide to our community is really reducing the number of insects. So a bat can eat up to 1,000 insects an hour in the middle of summer, and the nursing females get up to 4,000 an hour.
The group is in its third year running the bat walks. Here's Concordia researcher Ashley Spanier-Levesse talking about some of the bats they've seen on these walks.
We've mainly seen big brown bats, silver-haired bats, and hoary bats. Occasionally, mostly down by the water, we've gotten eastern red bats. Sometimes a tricolored bat will appear, and there's been a few really random ones that we're not very confident in have reappeared.
In addition to bat walks for public education, the Concordia researchers here are also studying what are called flight corridors, examining the paths that bats take through the skies so that cities can plan development without disturbing the winged animals. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
I ever had. Yeah.
You guys there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. Let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, so my name is Samuel Villeneuve. I'm the guitar player from Fertilizer 1492.
Hi, my name is Samuel Condo Lavoie. I'm the frontman of Fertilizer 1492.
I'm Aldo, the co-host. What's up, guys?
Jay, you want to say?
And I'm Jay. Mama, I'm coming home.
And I'm your host, Chuck, a.k.a. Abracadabra. Cadaver, like a dead body.
Yeah.
And let me just fix this.
We're definitely hearing that.
This is, you can hear it.
Yeah.
That's what I was telling you about. Okay, we got
You're
it
good now.
Yeah. That was Changes by Black Sabbath. Did you guys watch the Black Sabbath farewell show? Aldo, did you watch it?
Oh, 100% I did, but I didn't pay for it. I wait till it was on YouTube. I watched it all, and then they took it off.
Because
of rights, I guess.
Sam, did you guys?
I got some footage on Instagram, but that's it.
That's right. Yeah. We've all seen a million 10-second clips of this concert. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm at the same point as Sam. Saw a bunch of video on TikTok and all of that. Sorry, I'm that generation.
No. We're all that except for Aldo.
What?
And Aldo's that guy too. He just happened to know more than us.
Yeah,
about what?
Yeah. TikTok.
No, about the Black Sabbath show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess.
Anything interesting from that show, you guys? Except for, let's talk about how they gave away $180 or $200 million to charity.
I think it's pretty cool. They made their a bunch of money throughout their career, so it would just make sense to do a farewell show and give it all out with a bunch of relevant artists in the metal scene, punk scene, and rock scene as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was cool to see like Ozzy strive for one last show. Like it definitely wasn't just a money grab. Like he wanted to be there, he wanted to participate, and it was emotional. You could see that.
Yeah. Did you guys feel slightly emotional about it? Because I'll say I know I did. But really, just little aspects of it.
190 million.
190 million is
checked.
The number
crazy.
They gave away. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, shit.
I think they split it between three charities is what they were saying on the radio earlier this morning. Yeah. And anything they say on the radio is true. That's right, guys.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Let's play a song from that show. This is from Black Sabbath's third album. What's the name of their third album?
Reality.
No, that's wrong. Wrong. Sam?
Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath?
No, that's their...
I don't know.
That's their second... No. You know what? I don't know.
It's Reality.
I'm a poser.
It's Masters of Reality.
Yeah.
No, we're all posers. Don't worry about it, Sam.
Masters of Reality.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's...
I was right.
You were right, 100%.
Yeah.
You see?
Here's Children of the Grave by Lamb of God.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Rock and roll.
Wait, no.
Oh.
Turn that up. We're so good at this radio thing. Check this. CJLO 1690. You're listening to the Electric Messiah Radio Show. Let me turn on your mics, guys. There you go.
Yep.
We're back.
All right. Should we put Matt on? Is he there?
Yeah, yeah, Matt's there.
I thought it was going to be another Sam.
No, no, okay. No. Didn't but bring Sam with us.
Let's be clear. There are three Sams in Fertilizer, correct?
That's yep. true.
That's right.
Matt, you there?
Yep, I'm there.
Okay. Only correct strong.
All right. So we just listened to Children of the Grave by Lamb of God. Matt, what's your... Did you see any of that Black Sabbath show over the weekend, Matt?
No, I didn't. I didn't see any show, actually. So, yeah.
Did you... Did you see any clips from the show over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see any of it. That's great.
I didn't see any of
I'm,
it.
I'm, you know what?
Matt, you can hang up.
Yeah. No, 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 Matt, you can stay. I'm very proud that you haven't seen anything on the internet. How's it going, Matt?
I just live in the wood, actually, so.
Yeah?
No, that's not true. You live in Verdun, you fucktard.
You're my neighbor.
My bad.
It's okay, don't worry. It's a metal show. People swear all the time.
We're metalheads. We're,
yeah. Yeah. Do you have a favorite Black Sabbath song, Matt?
Oh, yes, of course. It's Electric Funeral by Black Sabbath.
Yeah, course. That's a great
good
one.
Good choice.
Many people that I've been asking about their favorite Black Sabbath song, a lot of people have chosen Electric Funeral.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's not my favorite Black Sabbath song.
I can't but, choose. I
but
can't
I,
choose.
I love that song though. Yeah, it's tough.
Like, I get it.
Matt could have had a better pick.
You think Electric Funeral is not the best Sabbath pick?
Absolutely not.
Sam, what's your favorite?
Why so?
My favorite Black Sabbath song is the song Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath.
The first song on the first album.
Exactly. Yeah. Because why? You may ask yourselves. Because they use the tritone interval in that song, and I actually abuse the shit out of that in Fertilizer.
Really?
Yeah.
He does.
I love that. Yeah.
What time is it? 9:18. Oh, guys, we completely jumped all the commercials. That's okay. We don't care.
Yeah.
We're metal people. No, yeah. We care deeply because we're metal people. Wait. Okay, Matt, you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Listen to this promo, okay? I love this show. Check this out.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
On July 11th, come on out to FM Fest, a community-led festival focused on emerging local talent and a celebration of the music scene here in Montreal. Across Casa do Popolo, La Sauterania, and La Sala Rosa, it will be a full night of music featuring Ryan Brio, Parallel, MOC, Divance, Bales, Worth Creating, Nuji. The show continues in January, Chong, Horizons, Honey, and Resonance. Tickets are just $15 plus fees too. For more information, follow the Fluid Mosaic on Instagram. This event is backed and sponsored by CGLO 1690 AM, Infamy, Non-Binary Twins, et Les Insignes.
Okay, so we did that part of it. We paid that bill. But, so, Black Sabbath, the song by Black Sabbath on the first album, which is called...
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Is this the first metal song ever?
I think so.
Okay, I'm going to do a whole episode about this, but I'm going to play you right now the first metal song ever that I think is the first metal song, okay? Okay.
Is it Steppenwolf?
No. Here.
All right. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. You the slide. And I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. And I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to make you?
Right? You hear that?
Yeah. Yeah. I hear the metal.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the never-ending debate, the first metal song.
Sure is.
But when I think about it, I think this is a good candidate. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so as well. Yeah.
And it's surprising that it's the Beatles to some.
Yeah.
I mean, when I played this song for the first 20 seconds, you guys were like, who is this?
Yeah, we have no music culture. Yeah.
No, no.
We're fucking posers. Fuck.
But, so that's it. All right. But we're not here for the Beatles.
We're not.
But Paul McCartney did announce he's doing two shows in November this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
He's still alive?
Whatever.
He should give all away. Done. What if he gives away all of his money? Would you like him more?
I shouldn't.
Yeah.
I think we'd all people more when they just give away their fortunes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get it all, huh?
Well, you're at that, you know, you're going to die, so who cares? Let the give it to the people, give it back to the people.
Exactly.
And say comme ça. All right. Let me pull up. Let's talk about this EP.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Do you want the instrumental views first or the lyrics?
You guys start whatever you guys want.
Wherever you want to start, because we're going to get to all of it.
So, I guess for the instrumentals, when it first started, it was Sam, me, and Vince, another guy. He was the drummer at the time. And I pretty much wrote Apex Predator and Flatline within the first 2 weeks of the band. And I was kind of proposing two models to go as for inspiration. So with Apex, I was going for a more straight up death metal vibe. And with Flatline, it was more punky, dead grindish. We just ended up taking both.
Both amazing songs, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And
I've been listening to this EP for about, since it came out. Which was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
About that?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And within the last week preparing for the show, when I prepare for any show, I just listen over and over and over. And it's great. I love it. Yeah.
Please continue.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me. Please continue.
No problem. It was kind of funny because at first I really wanted to do like crazy grindy stuff, but it wasn't really the vibe at first. So I was trying to write still catchy songs with hooks, trying to bring choruses. I never wrote a chorus in my whole life before that. But that was cool because it made the message more assimilable, accessible, easy, like more memorable. Then we wrote Manifest of War, and that's really a 20-minute improv that we track and demoed, put vocal on it. It was really fun.
Hey.
This is bing bang, it was done.
Bing bang, let's do it. Let's go bing bang, Manifest of War, Fertilizer 1492, Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690. And I screwed it up again. Okay, let's do it.
Coward is your demigod.
What?
Yeah.
So that's a minute and 18 seconds.
Yeah, it is.
And we were on edge for that entire time. Every single one of us in this studio. Great song.
It's like a long punch in the face.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. I was.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
I was talking about the animal, the fuck. Okay. Yeah.
In French, guys.
Yeah.
Do that. Play that. Yeah.
So I was really, really pissed when I recorded that song, and the whole message behind Fertilizer 1492, it comes from Erasure, you know, because I'm Mi'kmaq from Gaspé-Guaghi, from Gaspé-Gac, and it's important for indigenous people to stand their rights and to stand in the way of capitalism and colonialism of any kind. And I encourage every youth, either it's queer or indigenous or any, if you're misunderstood, go pick up an instrument and make your own reality of it.
Yes.
They're here.
Please.
They're here.
And it's super important because Manifesto of War, I think, is the first one I wrote lyrics for, right? No, it's Apex, but we'll come back to that. So, Manifesto of War, the lyrics is about choosing to fight rather than be a race. There is no peace offering in this track, only rage, reclamation, a call of war against cowardice, betrayal, and colonial silence. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's amazing.
This is it. No redemption, no mercy, just war.
You can hear it. It's a powerful song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
Can we talk about the name of the EP? What does it mean?
Yeah. It means white devil in Mi'kmaq language.
And how do you pronounce it?
It's Wabeg
Mendu.
Mendu.
Wabeg Mendu.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sick.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You want to play it?
Which one?
You want to talk? Which one do you want to play next?
Yeah, you guys choose.
Your choice.
So it's going to écoute Flatline. What? On peut y aller Flatline. Flatline to the pretendian and racist settler.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the lyrical theme after that.
Please.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, you're still there, right?
Yes, I'm there. Hello.
Yeah.
He's in the forest. Oh, no, in Verdun. In what? The forest of Verdun.
Verdun.
Yeah.
Verdun. Like the river.
All right, this is Flatline, Fertilizer 1492, CJLO.
Let them live on their land. What did your ancestors do? They stole. They killed. But they did it when we were sick.
And we're shooting. Charge out your fighting. Rising alive. Death and reality. Tears up in front of me. Blood to betray. It's out. Your reflection does not align. To show a night. But we all know you are. We can see the coyotes and rooting in you. Traitor to your fingerprints. Trying to do your thing. Feeling your death.
And we're back.
Matt, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nicorette.
That's
Nicorette.
Nicorette, always.
So, okay. Okay.
All right. You're listening to Electric Messiah Radio. We've got Fiertilizer 1492 in the studio with us, talking about their new EP released June 21st last month.
Please check it out.
On Indigenous Peoples Day. Right?
Yes. That's correct. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I started the show with Manifest of War that day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Went right into some Ethereal Tomb.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ethereal Tomb, where I'm buddy with them for a while now. When he first came in Montreal, he was playing at La Sala de la Rosa.
Sala Rosa.
And there was like 10 people in the room.
Oh, really?
And it was a killer show. Like,
those are the best.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they're a killer band.
Yeah,
I saw them at Toscadura.
Yeah.
A band from Michigan called Maul was there.
Yeah,
oh, I've seen those.
Yeah, we were together.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's where I saw you. You gave me a shirt at that show.
The singer of that band is wild.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Isn't he a wrestler as well?
Yeah. He's indigenous as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's
Lagoda.
Right.
There you go. Yeah, that guy's sick.
Look at all the shout outs on the show.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out Maul. Shout out Ethereal Tomb.
Yeah.
Ethereal Tomb.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that band, so Ethereal Tomb. And then they started playing.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, the karate kids were going nuts at that show.
Yeah.
Daniel Sacks.
No. So, sick. What's up? What do you got there for us?
July 11th. Don't forget, there's the Under the Bridge Ethereal Tomb presented by MTLHC, but there is another event that's super important for Indigenous people.
That's right.
It's the 35th anniversary of the Siege of Ganawagi and Ganasetake. So it's to remember the Oka crisis. It's important. It's going to be at Place Canada at 5 p.m. on Indian time. So that means punk time, okay?
Oh!
Indian and punk time at the same time?
It's the same time.
Awesome.
So be there like...
Punk o'clock.
Yeah. Punk o'clock.
Punk o'clock. What time should I be there? Just ask a punk.
Yeah, just ask... Ask a native dude. He'll tell you.
He'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What should we do next, boys?
I don't know. I think Matt should talk about how he wrote the instrumental for Wapek Mendu.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, for Wapek Mendu, it's the first song I wrote for Fiertilizer. So I come from a jazz and a classical music background. So I have a lot of baggage in theory, like Western music theory and everything. And so I was trying to write like songs and everything, but I always got caught up in the theory. And I thought to myself that as an ally.
Hey, Matt.
I think that, yes?
Do you have your radio on?
Nope.
No, you don't have your radio on. Okay, we'll figure it out. Continue.
All right. And so as an ally, I thought that a way to decolonialize my music is to try to step back a bit from the Western music theory, you know, and be more kind of make music more from the heart. And so I just picked up a guitar, tried to write some riffs and everything, some chords, and I just didn't follow any theory, but it just came naturally.
That's why it's so good.
it just came naturally, and so I just like picked up different riffs I wrote and everything. And sometimes, you know, music theory is just gets in the way of the emotion
you
want to put into your music. You know, I'm really fucking pissed off about the world, and so like the music theory just blocks.
Yeah, no rules. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Whatever you feel, you write, and then that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Matt. I just wanted to say, like, I love writing riffs with Matt because I feel that, like, we connect a lot. Like, I'm a really picky guy when it comes to, like, riffs and songwriting, but every time like Matt shows me a song or whatever, like I'm always super excited to hear it. Like he'll show me a riff on his acoustic guitar and he's just like, when you're gonna do it, it's gonna sound meaner on the electric, but right now it sounds like that, ling, 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 ling. And I just, right. I love the dynamic, yeah, and I love his approach, like, try to decolonialize his songwriting and everything. Like, I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have you guys again with Matt over here.
To write music, not only on the guitar, on my bass guitar, you know, like, I picked up my banjo and I started to play a bit and I was like, this with a fuck ton of distortion might sound really evil.
Wait, sorry. What was the degree of distortion?
A very, very a lot.
No, I wanted you to say the thing you said. Yeah,
it's French.
It's a fuck ton. That's right. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's play it. You want to play it?
Yep.
Let's do it. Go. Pronounce it for me, please.
Wabeg Mendu.
On CJLO 1690.
These six cases are spread out across five provinces. Four of them took place on or near a First Nation, and four of them involved RCMP officers. Two cases involved municipal police forces, and two of these cases also involved police hitting a person with their cruiser. The youngest person was 15, and the oldest was 57.
I don't understand why it seems like it's open season on Indigenous people, and it's just fine to kill us and no one's going to complain.
The Indigenous peoples across Canada are still dying at the hands of the police and RCMP. And instead of acting, this government wants another study on policing. Studies won't save lives. Why does this government refuse to act to save Indigenous peoples' lives? Canada, they are lawless. And you know that anybody who doesn't follow the laws is going to die by lawlessness. They're going to be bloodshed in this country.
Thank you.
I want to see freedom for my people in my lifetime, somewhere in the Western Hemisphere, whether it's in the Northwest Territories of Canada or somewhere high in the Andes. My people are going to be free.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. We're back with everybody here. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Radio.
So that was
Radio.
Wabak Mendu.
Yeah.
It's a tough song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You want me to talk a bit
please.
About it?
Talk a bit okay. about it, please.
So Wabak Mendu, I talked about earlier, it means white devil. So the whole theme of the song is about cultural erasure and to the 90s coup and the missing and murder indigenous women, the system that's still there to make us collapse and not succeed and not integrate us at all. So this song is more about a reckoning with colonial system, with stolen identity, with the silence that followed genocide. It speaks also for the kid buried in an unmarked grave and the loss of cultural meaning that happened for like a bunch of years that we almost lost it all. Mm. And it's also a hope song because, oh man, I'm gonna get emotional.
That's good.
Yeah. But it's to survive abuse and to still carry truth and yeah, and not to be reduced to a statistic. And it's for my ancestor, it's for my family, it's for all my relation. So that's that. Mitzit Nuguma.
We appreciate Beautiful. Very much you sharing that with us, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
We know it's tough. The whole thing is tough.
Yeah. But if we don't address it, it's going to be buried again.
That's correct. We're going to play a quick promo, and we'll be right back with Fertilizer 1492 on CJLO.
That was...
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel V. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO, 1690 AM.
Festival International Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD, invites you to the 39th edition for the best of world music, from July 8th to 20th. For 13 days, Montreal will be dancing and singing to the rhythms of Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
All right, we're back. Matt, you're there?
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna have to do this. Let's play Apex Predator. Talk about it quick.
Okay, so Apex Predator.
Well, you don't have to go too quick. But.
No, but it's a settler state. It's the cannibalistic cycle of exploitation, of feeding on indigenous and marginalized community until there is nothing left but bone. It's about, I don't know how to say this probably in English, but it's about a Mi'kmaq teaching about a Wendigo. You guys know about the Wendigo?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to say that at all, but I'm saying it right now. All
right.
Might be cursed for the future generation.
No.
But yeah, the Wendigo, so the story behind it, it's when someone gave out on cannibalistic ways to survive, but really it mean greed.
Oh.
So when someone become greedy and try to take over and take back the control and have like
be a settler. You become this beast and you're forever cursed.
Of course.
With that. So, yeah. That's a Wendigo.
Wendigo.
Yeah. I heard that before.
There's, yeah.
All right. You ready? Let's do this. Apex Predator, Fertilizer 1492, Electric Messiah Radio.
Awesome song. Let's go.
We're going to stop the United States of America from naming, dehumanizing names, and employing paying caricatures. Columbus has to die. After 500 years, kill him! His legacy still lives. Kill Columbus! You know, it's because of Columbus that we are primitive. Well, let me tell you, I am a born-again primitive. Columbus has to die.
All right. Ooh. No, the other one. This one. Yeah. And this, and this, and we're back. Guys.
All right. I think I forgot to talk about Flatline earlier.
Sure.
So here's the thing about this song. This song calls out people trying to co-opt indigenous identity for clout or cover or control, and the settler who stood behind them while we're being pushed out, being indigenous for real.
For real, for real.
Yeah, yeah. For real, you know?
Pretendians.
Yeah.
Pretendians.
Pretendians, yeah. Mm. Yeah. And, yeah, the flat line, it's also about the white silence, white lie, white guilt, all of that. You can all see the lyrics on Bandcamp if you want to see it, if you're interested in that.
Yeah. Are you guys, do you have a video for any of this?
No.
I want to see a video.
Any shows coming soon? Anything
Yeah, we did. We got a little Gaspé-Goagi run, Gaspésie.
Yeah.
It's great to be on ancestral land because my people come from there and all of that.
Yeah.
And I got another show coming up that I organized it myself.
Is it in Listigut?
No, it's not in Listigut. It's in Montreal.
All right, where?
Under the bridge.
Oh, what? You guys know
August 16th.
Really?
August 16th.
Oh, I didn't know about
that. So check the Instagram.
Oh,
man.
We're going to go to that.
So
for sure.
There's this Hamilton band, female fronted, Fight on Sight. There's Patton coming back. It's it's the guy that recorded us and mixed it.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's us for our Montreal EP release, even though we released it in Alberta. And we got Cold Minded, who is like a side project from some guys from Desecrate.
Tomas is in that band.
Yeah. I did a feature with them on their EP.
Sounds like a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Are we going?
You should. We're gonna go. You should film for that. You should do a video with some of the footage from that.
Yeah. I'm trying to find people to film it now.
I'll do that with you. I'll help you find that.
What time is the show?
It starts at 3 p.m. We're gonna have a barbecue on site so people can eat for once during a show.
Bring your own burgers.
Yeah.
You come back. You come back to the studio and talk more about. Just hang out with us between now and then.
Yeah,
you guys can bring Matt.
Yeah, we can bring Matt he's coming out of Verdun with his Nicorette.
Yeah.
All right, so we got 2 minutes left. So I just want to say thanks so much for being on the show today, guys. Great show, Jay. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jay.
High
thank
five
you,
Jay. Over there, yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
Matt, thank you.
Thank you a lot.
So I know you want to play a song to play out the show, so
Mr. Crowley Ozzy
Osbourne.
I just want to say before you start the song, Willie Oak, to you guys, it means a lot to be here tonight.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome back anytime.
Anytime. Thank you so much. You guys can do the show by yourselves too if you want.
No, really, we'll talk about this after. All right, so here it is, Mr. Crowley, Ozzy Osbourne. And we'll see you next Thursday on the Electric Messiah Radio Show, CJLO 1690.
Viva Mexico.